Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody, nobody but
Well, just give me Jesus. What have you been offered today? I'm sure some of you have been offered to take bribes today. Somebody say, I've been offered, you know, to come on, get in the car and ride with me today. Someone's been offering you today to do something, take something from the job. It's just a little bitty minute thing. They won't even miss it, and you deserve it. What have you been offered today? I want you to take the opportunity today, and will you just say, give me Jesus. Have anyone offered you Jesus today? This may be your first time being offered the greatest blessing, the greatest friend, the greatest opportunity in your life to meet your Creator. Somebody said, no one's ever introduced me to him. I give you this opportunity to come and meet your Father, your friend, your comforter, your helper. What is it that you need? I'm trying to introduce you today to someone who is individually knows everything about you. Before you were even a thought in your parents' mind, he said, I knew everything about you from beginning to the end. Now he's inviting you to come and get to know him. Give me Jesus. Won't you turn to somebody today and just say, let me offer you Jesus. I want to accept Jesus. And if you're that one who wants to accept Jesus, this is your opportunity. Just repeat the words after me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I am a sinner. I was born into sin. But I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. God, I believe that you gave yourself in the form of your Son, that he may come and live on this earth and give his life for me, that he took my sins upon him, whom he had never sinned, but my sins he bore. I confess with my mouth that he is Lord and Savior, and I invite you to come and live inside of me. Change me. Deliver me. Heal me. I've heard all about wondrous miracles, miraculous things, but show me. Be a part of me. And I'm going to trust your word. I'm going to trust what the evangelist is saying tonight. She says that I can believe it. I'm going to trust your word that you can never lie. I'm going to trust your word that you can mend the brokenness in my family right now. I'm going to trust in you, Jesus, that you're going to be that comforter to me, Jesus, when my mind feels like it's going to explode. I'm trusting in you. Right now, I'm making that decision. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You know, when you say amen, you're just confirming. You're putting a period there. And regardless of what you've been through, going through, and is already someone is foretold that you will be going through, you can cancel that out right now just by saying, amen. Give me Jesus. Instead of the heartache, give me Jesus. Instead of you coming and knocking on my door with some more bad news tonight, you know what? I decided I don't want to hear it. But you know what? If you got Jesus, then we're fine. But if not, that's all I'm up to hearing right now. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. It starts to seeing your prayers being answered. It starts for you to look at yourself differently. You know how you feel about yourself on the inside that you're afraid to share with anybody else? You know that dream on the inside that you're still kind of feeling a little edgy about when you start to pursue it? Seems like everything goes wrong in your life. That dream. You know there's another side to you when you push through that hardship that tries to block you from getting there. There's another side over there. You'll be so happy when you reach there. It's time for you to start seeing your prayers answered, husband. I know you're trying to be the father of that household. Wife, I know you're trying to lead your children and your spouse. But you're starting to give up hope because you're not seeing any answers. You thought that your spouse was going to be healed, and God healed him, but took him on the other side. for greater eternity than they could ever experience here. There is no downside to leaving here. This place is not our home. We're just visiting here. We're just getting prepared here. He has an eternal place for us. All of the riches and all of the glories that you're storing up here. Hear me from the Spirit. Enjoy life. Nothing wrong with enjoying life. But when you store up and you're fat and you can't share and it bogs you down, you will find yourself stressed out. Because he said his reward he's bringing with you. That's the true reward. We have rewards here from our works. We have rewards here because somebody just gave it to us. We have rewards here because we're born into rewards. Different things, but what we do while we're here with what we have in the time that is given to us, that's where our true reward is going to be given to us. See, I can't give you any reward then. Hallelujah. So if you've got something praise that you want to say about me, tell me now. No need to wait until I'm laying in a casket. But you can't get a reward without doing something for it. And you can't sneak and hide and all the things that you're doing that no one else knows about. God sees it all. So what's hindering you? What's choking you out? What's got you all wrapped up? What's got you stopping from moving to that next area? What's got you still drinking after 20 and 30 and 40 years? What's got you smoking dope at 9 years old? Little one, I know you hear me. What's got you all bound up that you're on your second pregnancy and you're 14 years old? What's choking you out? What's choking you out? Each and every one of you. Mother that's getting depressed and you're sitting there and abusing your kids. You're thinking you're sliding it, just sweeping it under the rug, and the child heals, and you tell them not to say anything, and you love on them for a few moments, but you know what you did was wrong. It's something that's a deep seed down there. You got a root. You got something that's planted that needs to be plucked out tonight, right now, this early morning. I invite you. Now, if you take not this invitation, that's nobody's fault but yours. But I invite you right now, lay down all of those pressures. But I can't come clean about that. Come clean to yourself. Don't be the biggest liar of all by lying to yourself. Come clean to yourself. Come clean to you. Look at you. You ain't got to say a word. If there's somebody in the room with you, speak to yourself. That's the good thing about communicating with God. You don't even have to open your mouth, but you have to open your heart. You see, man looks at the outer appearance of you, but God is looking at your heart. You know you got some things that's going on that you did 20 years ago that you're still embarrassed about. You're still worrying about. You're still hoping nobody finds out about it. I'm telling you, when you decide that whatever I have done in this lifetime, Lord, I want to repent for it. I want to take that noose from around my neck. I'm tired of it choking me out. I'm tired of me trying to succeed in other areas of my life to try to block out and shadow out from the world my bad stuff that I've done. I lay it out before you right now at the altar. Hallelujah. Whoever it is that you hurt, he said they're going to tell the world that I confessed about this. They're going to never forgive me. Once you confess it to God, who knows all, who sees all, he said, well, why would you have to confess? Because you know that your child did this and that, but you want them to come clean, clear, get it out of them. It's important to get that stuff out of you. Once it is out, God can replenish it with forgiveness. You learn to forgive yourself. He will soften the hearts of those who for years have held this against you. Will you bring it clean? Some of that junk, you were a baby yourself. How are you allowing that to be held against you? Sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers, let's bring it all out. Break in the yoke hold. Let's break that hold that's just holding you, twisting. It's getting tighter. I know you're looking for that answer. You're looking every day hoping this is the day that you can find some relief. Well, your relief comes today in the release of all of that junk. And all of that junk. Let's do our scripture real quickly and get straight to the word. I invite you to contact me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Walkwithmegod@aol.com. The call-in number here is 646-652-4916. I do apologize. I did not open the chat rooms tonight. It seems to have been an error there, and I don't want to hold up the show. The word must go forth. So contact me. Hallelujah. You need Bible information. You need a Bible. You need anything. Contact me. Let's go in prayer together. You're looking for a church home. Let's go in prayer together about it. We come today from the New Testament, Matthew. And we're just going to read a little bit in Matthew. Excuse me. God bless them. We're looking at Matthew 18 and 18 through 19. Again, it's Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. We're speaking of Matthew, chapter 18, starting at verse 18, reading through 19. And it reads as follows. I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth can just come together and agree, I mean totally agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. We come to you, dear Father, with humble hearts. And we just ask that you allow me to just decrease. Move me aside. And I thank you for using me as your vessel. Speak your word, dear Father, to each and every listener tonight, years from now, however you want to just see fit to. Come in the midst of their situation. Show them you. Reveal yourself to them. However you see fit, you are God. These are your people. We are your people. We are your children. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance for breaking the yoke, for just unleashing the nooses from around our necks, from our situation, from that sick baby right now. Healing right now. We thank you. We're going to thank you right now. Before you take your baby back to the doctor, we thank you. We thank you, dear Father, for the healings right now, for the jobs, for the promotions right now, the restoration in our homes right now. And we thank you, Jesus. I feel someone is fearing their spouse coming home, and he's almost time to get there. Tonight is a new night. God can't told me to tell you tonight is a new night. Tonight is a new night. You're not going to understand what happened to him, but something has been touched. Someone has spoke a word into his life tonight. And his mind is so caught up on that word right now that he's not going to put his hands on you. Tonight is your night. Go ahead and praise the Lord right now before he comes on. Start giving him thanks right now if you believe it. Go touch your children right now as they sleep and say thank you, Jesus, for protecting them tonight. Look in the mirror and touch yourself and say thank you, Jesus. Just receive it. Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I don't know how you came, ma'am, to even get to this broadcast, but God led you to hear what you needed tonight. You say, I don't think I could have made it another night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Please continue to follow the word of God. Hallelujah. You need to bind up some things. Bind up that abuse. You need to bind up some things. And the word just told us that whatever we bind up here, right here on earth, we bind that thing up. That means you ever saw anything as the bales of hay, and they have to bind that thing up so the hay doesn't fall out everywhere. Whatever you bind up here on earth, God in heaven is doing the same thing. He's taking that same situation, and he's doing the same binding there in heaven. And whatever you say, you know, I need to loose some things. I need to step out from fear. I need to step out from unforgiveness. Oh, hallelujah. I need to loose some things, yes. I need to shake some people loose. I need to get up out of this mess. I need to shake some situations loose. Yeah, I need to be obedient and move where God told me to go. Yes, I need to not worry about how I'm going to make it. I just need to make it. I need to go ahead and make that move. I know I jumped in this situation. And I know it looked like it was the best thing, that everything was so much greener. But God is showing me some things now that I didn't see at first. God is revealing some things to me, and he's giving me an opportunity right now. I need to throw my hands up. I need to step back out of some situations. This thing is going to become a yoke that I'm not going to be able to get from around my neck. And it's going to choke out not just me, but all those around me. If I don't step back now, I'm afraid to hurt anyone by stepping back. But by me staying, I'm gonna do more detriment then. I can't see down the road, but God is showing me right now what I need to do. I know he sees down the road. I need to step back. I need to step back from that situation. And if I let loose of that thing, shake it off right now. Wherever you're, shake it off. If I let loose of that thing right now, I know that God in heaven, he has all of his angels camped out to do the same thing with that same situation of mine. They're letting loose of it too. And if I can just find anyone that will come in agreement with me, that I don't understand why I need to be out of the situation totally, I don't understand where God is pulling me to, but I agree to stand for him and do what he says. I agree that I think going back to school right now at this point in my life may be too hard for me, but I agree that he keeps putting it on my heart and I'm going to do it. I agree that writing that book seems like the impossible, and I've been trying for years and I've been thinking about it, but he says now is the time. I'm going to pick up my pen. I'm going to get started. I'm going to do what it is that God is telling me to do. I'm going to be obedient for once in my life. I'm obedient when it's time to go to work. I'm obedient to what my employers tell me to do. I'm obedient to what my spouse say, and even my kids or even my parents. I'm obedient to what my lover says. I'm obedient to my friends when they drag me out when I really don't feel like going. I'm going to give it a chance and be obedient to the Lord. And I'm going to work on me. I'm going to work on me. Hallelujah. Someone needs to repeat that. I am going to work on me. And then he says that when the two of us, that we have came into agreement here on earth. It's hard to get somebody to come into agreement with you. See, that's why he didn't say, you know, if you can get 50. He said, if you can just find one more. If you can just find two or three to come into agreement with you, you're blessed. You're blessed. I'm not talking about just a semi-agreement. I'm talking about an agreement that will stand with you through it all. They won't forget about you tomorrow. They won't just say, I will pray for you. And then say, God bless Vaughn, and that's it. But somebody who will put you on their mind, that'll be calling out your name to the Lord, calling out your situation over and over again, praising God with you. Who's there? Who's there right there with you? Not when it's all the glory has came and everything is breakthrough and you see the sun shining, but right in the midst of those dark clouds, right in the midst when you can't see that silver lining right now, someone that'll stick with you closer than a brother. Yeah, that person that you find. God, I'm praying for you right now. Show me that person. You said, I need someone like that in my corner. You said, Minister, I don't have that person in my corner. Let's pray together for God to send that person in your corner. You know what? That person is closer than you think. God has them right there waiting for you. Just ask in prayer. And he says that anything that you two should ask together in his name, it will be done by his Father in heaven. He says that from where two or three, if you come together, in the name of Jesus Christ. You said no one else showed up to this little meeting. I wanted to tell someone about Jesus, but I invited 20 and two came up. 2 + 1 = 3. Matthew 18:18-20 says, for where two or three come together in my name, there I am with you. That's all you need. You got more than enough. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into the fiery furnace, but it was what? Four in there with them. When they looked in, they said, it's four. You're never alone. He said, I will be right there. He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be right there in the midst. As you call me, listen for me at my answer. I'm never far away from you. I'm always there. And I'm concerned about you. I want the best for you. I want the best for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have to come off now, make sure you go back into the archive and pick up the word and go through the entirety. We have like 15 more minutes to spread the word. So don't leave me now. The word is just getting started. You know, we have to go by God's word. That's why it's so important that I move back, that I ask God to move me back. Because if I try moving myself and decreasing myself, my flesh may wound up and say, no, I want to stand forward. I want to speak. But that's why I ask God to be God in my life, over my life, around my life, through my life. I ask God to decrease me, hold me back, that he may speak to you, that he may speak to me as he speaks through me, to me, for you. So a word tonight may not go according to our plans and how I may have my lesson wrote out, but that's why I love the way God does his work. I open my mouth, and he will speak through me. So how he wants it to go is how it goes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Too much heartache. Too many headaches. Excuse me. You said too many lies over and over again. Every time I think I'm in a relationship that this is it, he finds out that this is not it. But this is just somebody else's it that they threw away. So now it just kind of got polished off, kind of dusted itself off. went and bought a new garment, maybe shaved a little bit, maybe bought a new pair of heels. But that's the same old trash that came up out of that trash bin. Hasn't changed their ways. Don't look to change their ways. Don't want to change their ways. And looking to change you to meet up to their ways. You found out that at first you thought it was too good to be true. And now you see, this thing is choking me out. This thing has a hold on me. This thing has pulled me in. And now I'm somewhere that's unfamiliar. I'm in unfamiliar territory. It's not like me to not pray. Now I find myself, I'm not praying. It's not like me to stay out all night in the streets. Now I'm out here looking for her. I'm out here looking for him. We're out here at the bar together. We're out here behind the wheel when we've both been drinking. You find yourself doing things that you never, ever thought you would do. Because you're wrapped up and you're feeling trapped. That noose is getting tighter. This is your opportunity. You know the visual things. We have to see things in visions. The visual thing sometimes can bring us back around to where we need to be. Have you ever seen a wrestling match? You can even watch some of the basketball games sometimes, especially during the playoffs, and you find some of the players. I saw him, one in particular, you know, just take his elbow or his whole arm and just catch another player as he's coming by, just chuck him out, you know? But if you've ever saw a wrestling match where one opponent gets the other in a chokehold, then you've seen a prophetic picture of how the body of Christ, that's you and I, right? How the body of Christ is allowing, I emphasize, allowing the blessings of God to be chucked out of our life. We are allowing the blessings of God to be choked out of our kids' life. We know not the day, the time, or the hour when God is coming back. So if generations are still to come after us, what are you leaving for them? What examples are you setting for them? What walls are you tearing down now that they don't have to be in strongholds and bound up, been choked out by your demons? Are you passing those same old fears down generation and generation down? Those same old lame myths and beliefs? Are you the one who's choking your generations to come down? What if he comes back tomorrow? Whoever you have right now that's around you, if you're calling yourself any type of leader, a parent, a teacher, a nurse, a doctor, any type of leader, a friend, a daughter, a son, a husband, are you the one who's choking out those who are following you? You know, leaders sometimes have to be very careful because you can get so busy into leading, being a better leader, finding out more about your leadership, that you forget to look at your followers. Who are your followers? You forget to turn around to see, is anyone still following you? Because they started out following you. Who's turned around and decided that that's not the way? Who's looked at your examples that you're leading in life and decided that I can't follow this person any longer? Who has just got their eyes got attracted to something on the sideways? Maybe it wasn't anything that you did or didn't do, but it was something else that you haven't turned around to check on your followers in a while that somebody's got them distracted. You thought you was telling your kids all the right things and you're reading the word to them, but you're not living the word or you're not enforcing them to live the word. And so now someone else is out there telling them something different. And it begins to make sense to them that maybe Jesus is not the only way. Maybe Buddha can be the same way to get us to God. Maybe Joseph Smith wasn't so wrong about it. Maybe the Jehovah Witnesses have something that they need to express to me that Jesus is not Jehovah. He's not who he said he was. He didn't die for me. Maybe he's just like some of the other beliefs say, that he never really died. And then you turn around and you see that your followers are all confused. You see that your followers are all messed up. And you start wondering, what's going on? Why? I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was telling them the right thing. I thought I was leading them in the right way. Hallelujah. You have to be able to make that choice yourself. You have to be the one that's going to stand forth. Make sure that you're watching out for your followers. Preachers, you can't get so big that you forget who it is in your congregation. You're delivering this word from the pulpit. You're delivering this word from the floor. You're delivering. You're at the hospitals. You're at home. You're delivering this word, but to only a few. And you don't have anyone else assigned to you to reach out, to break up this large congregation into small congregations to make sure every sheep is fed. A shepherd feeds his sheep. A shepherd will go back for just one of the lost sheep. Leaders, be an example to your followers. Leaders, fall in love with your leader. Watch the example of Jesus Christ so you will know how to lead. We look and get so focused and caught up on how and of what we can do, because the world is so many different things going on. So many things now that you know that is biblically incorrect, but we're accepting now because we're afraid that if we stand forth now, right now, if we open our Bible, someone's going to say something. If we say, Jesus bless you, somebody's going to say something. We could lose our jobs. We're afraid to stand up now. So we're dying in the spirit, trying to live in this world. We got to remember, whom shall I fear? It's fear that destroys you. He's inside of me, all of my joy is inside of me. And greater, you know, greater is better than less than, right? Well, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I don't care what it looks like, what I'm trying to tell you as I close. Greater is he that lives inside of you. Invite him in. You said, I'm afraid he's not there. Invite him in. I'm telling you, just because you are a drug addict today doesn't mean you always have to stay high. All drug addicts don't stay high. You have to come down every now and then. That's why we see you doing what you're doing. You're trying to get back up there. You're searching for this high that you'll never reach again. Just because you're a thief today doesn't mean you have to remain being a robber. Just because you're sick today doesn't mean it's going to kill you. Come on now. But you've got to believe. You've got to decide in your mind that you're not going to allow the devil to choke out your blessing. You've got to decide that you are not going to allow the blessings of God to be choked out of your life. You've got to believe that you're going to stand firm. You're going to stand long. You're going to stand hard. And you're going to believe either way it goes, you are going to be successful. You are going to be a conqueror. See, that's what we mean when we preach and we say and we sing, that we're more than just conquerors, because we just don't take control of our situations and give them to God and lay them down at the altar. But we're more than conquerors, because now we walk like nothing has ever happened. We may be homeless, but we're walking around like we live in a mansion, because we believe where we're at now is not where we're always going to be. You can brag and you can pass me up and all you're this and all you're that. But if your heart ain't right, it's something that I got that you're begging and you're looking for. That's my peace of mind. That's my joy. That's my smile. That's my integrity. You hear what I'm saying? You see, I don't have to have a potty mouth. I don't have to. I can describe and I can come across and communicate with you without ever saying a curse word. Now, that's pretty cool. That's intelligence. That's true intellect. You know, when all you got to rely on is disrespect and abuse and someone and putting your hands on someone and every word out of your mouth is X-rated, you need to check yourself. You say, that's just me. I'm so adapted to that. Everybody around me, that's what I've always been. Well, just stop it. It doesn't take nothing for you to do, but just do what? Stop it. Just stop it. Our Father has a plan for you. And those plans are not to destroy you. Those plans is to keep you safe. Those plans is to deliver you into his kingdom. That's his plans that he has for you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your beautiful word. We thank you, Jesus, as we come to the close of another broadcast for just giving us your word, your ear, your hand, your promises, Jesus, your comforting arms. We thank you, Jesus, for just having your angels camped all around us, dear Father, as they worship you. And they just inviting us to join in the worship. Join in the worship. Take back what is ours. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We're going to continue tomorrow breaking the choke hold. Hallelujah. We didn't even get to get deep off into it, and I know that it was good. Hallelujah. I just love the word. We're going to do it again tomorrow, breaking the chokehold. We're going to be a little earlier tomorrow. We're going to try 10 p.m. Central Time on tomorrow. In the meantime, we're praying for Gabriel. We're also praying, and that's in North Carolina. We're praying for Monique and Michael. We're praying for Miss Arnold and Ryan and his family. We're praying for the Harwell family, the Dumas and Cannon family. We're praying for all the sick and shut in. We are praying right now in the name of Jesus for all families that are in bereavement. We're praying also for my cousin Crystal and her son, Courtney, as God is just miraculously healing his body. We just thank you for them and their healing. We thank you for her mother, Beatrice, and the whole Harding and Bush family. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for each and every one of them. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd just like to take this opportunity to introduce you. Just repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and you died on the cross for me. I thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, you are a new creature in Christ. Contact me. I am Minister Von Dumas, San Antonio, Texas. Walk with me, God, at AOL.com. Break the yoke free. Don't you delay. I will see you here when? Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Until then, call on his name. There's nobody like you. There's nobody like you. I love you. God loves you more. Goodbye.